what kind of match are you expecting, having watched them over the last couple of weeks?
A tough one. They're obviously a team that they're blessed with goals at the moment. And as I say, our job is to see where we can nullify that and then worry about our own threat. There's also a lot of talent in our team. Your Mickey Duffy's and your Gavin Waits and your Liam Boyce's and your Danny Mullins and Card Winchester's, and I could keep going. And I think that's probably the biggest thing that we have to get our heads around, that you're not out to try and stop Rovers. You're out to try and impose our own game. They have threats like every other team in this league have, and that's no disrespect. Listen, as I said, they're a top team, and we know how dangerous they can be, and we know that if you let them, they'll hurt you. There's two sides of this, obviously. There's what we need to do out of possession, but then also where we feel we can hurt Rovers.
Carroll Winchester back in the squad after missing out last week. I don't know if you've seen the stats, but going into last week, he and Shane Farrell, no one had made more successful tackles than both those players. Is he going to be one of those players that is definitely going to make a difference in this game?
Card's a top player. I don't think anybody needs me to tell them that. He's a lad that you probably don't realise how much influence he has in the team until he's not in the team. He's a great character on the pitch, and the kid's a winner. He's someone that'll drag players through games. That doesn't surprise me, that stat.
Ronan Boyce is going to be waiting the last minute, but the likes of Diallo and Doherty, are they far off coming back into contention?
No, hopefully not. Ronan hasn't trained, if truth be told, but he still wants to give himself every chance. He's a fit lad, obviously, so if he's available, that's definitely something that we'll look at. Ben's back training, and not sure how quickly we can actually get him on the pitch, but he's back training. Today was his first day involved. Sads is probably a couple of weeks away still, unfortunately, and Cameron Dummigan's obviously still in recovery. He's probably still another 3 or 4 weeks away also.
Jaron, I don't know if you're aware of what happened the last time both teams met here at the Brandywell. There was a controversial penalty reward that was given to Derry City, and it led to a draw that effectively cost Shamrock Rovers the league. Do you think that they might actually bring that up in their team talk and try and harness that and going into this game?
Truth be told, it's not something that I'm actually giving any thought to. What happened previously is obviously things that have went on in the past, and my only concentration is tomorrow night and what we need to do. It's a game we're really looking forward to. As we said, Rovers are a top side, and what we want to do is always try and test ourselves of how close we are, how far away we are. Is there areas that we feel we need to get better at? Is there areas that we feel that we're doing really well? You find that out against the top teams, and that's something that, as I say, we're really looking forward to tomorrow night.
Considering what happened down in Tala, I take it you can't use that as a yardstick as they see how you will both clash tomorrow night.
What's in front of us right now is a Shamrock Rovers team that are oozing with confidence, and that they've got a lot of players back. Probably they'll chop and change tomorrow night with a third game in the week. But we also have to concentrate very much on, as I say, that what we have and what we can do and our success. And that's something that's very much at the forefront of our own minds.